Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are members of the Doña Ana Community College Cultural Diversity Committee of the Faculty Council, Assistant English Professor Debashmita Roy Chowdhury, and English instructor Federico Almarez. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. What is the Cultural Diversity Committee?
Okay, well, basically, our institution serves a diverse population of students and faculty and staff. So in response, our mission is to serve, highlight, and promote the rich cultural diversity. That's the hallmark of our institution. And we want to promote that. We highlight it with events, and we develop dialogue and develop a community outreach so we get to know each other.
And what do you mean by rich cultural diversity?
We have a number of, you go just walk around through the halls of our institution and you see students of different cultural backgrounds, different racial backgrounds, gender. You go around and the faculty are rich, diverse staff. We have Native Americans. We have East Indians. We have people from Sri Lanka, African Americans, Chicanos, Latinos, Chinese, Asians, and the Middle East. You see that all through our halls of our institution.
And Federico, you've been an English instructor at Doña Ana Community College for how long?
I've been there 14 years now, and it's been a wonderful experience. When I first became aware of the Cultural Diversity Committee was in 2003 when I first came on, and that's one of the first committees I became involved with. I hadn't realized what was going on. And one of the instructors got me involved with it. And once I started getting involved with it, and we were doing an event called Mini World, I was hooked. And I've been involved with it as much as I could ever since then.
And what is Mini World?
Mini World was a celebration of food and culture. And we used to do it in the Commons area. We only had the one campus, the Espina campus. And the different faculty, right? We had Indian, Sri Lanka, Iraqi, Asian, Latino, New Mexican, Native American. We had the different faculty would highlight, we'd have these tables, and we would make food dishes, and they would have artifacts of their culture, and they would come in their native dress, and we would have all these tables in there, and students would line up and get food from the different cultures, and we'd have music and dancing and you know, magicians and just all kinds. It was a wonderful, wonderful day.
Is it still being done?
No, don't do that anymore.
Why?
There was some issues involved with things like being able to serve food in a public space and that kind
some
of
logistical
thing.
Issues.
Yeah, very.
And Debashmita, how long have you been with Doña Ana Community College?
I have been teaching here for the last 14 years, and I'm loving it. And I come from India, Kolkata, and India is a very diverse country. And coming from there to here, it actually been beautiful seeing that same type of diversity in this community. And I embraced it, and I love it.
And you teach English. Why is it you selected teaching English?
My first master's degree was in language and literature. And I came here and did a master's degree in English. And that's how I got into teaching literature and language for Doña Ana Community College.
Let's now look at why it's important to promote cultural diversity in our community. Debashmita, would you like to answer that?
Absolutely. So we are representing the Doña Ana Community College Cultural Diversity Committee, and we work to raise cultural diversity awareness. Why do we do that? Our mission and our vision actually is aligned with DACC's commitment to diversity and inclusion. For example, DACC provides educational opportunities to a diverse community of learners who comes from all walks of life. They are Latinos, Latinas. Fred talked about that. They are Mexicans and they are Chicanos, African Americans, East Indians, mainstream Americans, veterans, young high school graduates, mature non-traditional students, and students with special needs. So as a community, we believe that all of them should be respected for their diversity and for their rich sociocultural funds of knowledge. And we have also diverse faculty and staff. So the Cultural Diversity Committee is dedicated to serve this diverse group of people by raising understanding about the commonalities and the differences among us.
So does DACC also work in conjunction with New Mexico State University in promoting cultural diversity?
I would say sure, because these students transfer over, many of them transfer over to NMSU, and they bring that rich culture with them, and that experience of interaction, that experience of a sense of a community, okay? They take that with them there, and that they project through their relations with their other students as they continue on their education. So it's definitely a sense of oneness and belonging that we want to promote, and they take that with them in their experience. And of course, these relations branch out into the community as a whole of Las Cruces, okay?
To give you an example, we are right now working to arrange for a diversity speaker series at our DACC Community College. But please, we are working with NMSU faculties to arrange for that. For example, Dr. Judith Carmona Flores from the College of Education is working with us to make it happen.
In what way?
She has invited a group of Chicana Latina scholars to present a diversity colloquium, and we have been able to invite them too at the DACC through Dr. Flores Carmona.
Now, you recently had an event, Borderland Educational Issues Colloquium, with several speakers, of which Dr. Judith Flores Carmona is one. There was Dr. Cecilia J. Aragon, Dr. Vanessa Fonseca, Dr. Lupe Gallegos Diaz, and Dr. Justine Hernandez. Will you be having any more speaker series?
We are planning to in the future, absolutely, because this is absolutely important to have the discussion about diversity and what it means to us.
And what are some of the borderline educational issues?
I would say one of them is especially something that's so relevant to today, is we have a lot of Dreamer students, DACA recipients, in our classes. And I've experienced in my own classes their concerns. And many of them have kind of wondered, Mr. Amers, should I even bother registering for next semester? Because I don't know if I'm still going to be here. These are the kinds of things that they voice, okay? And we need to give them voice. And so these are the kinds of concerns they have. And they're also mixed status families, okay? So it's really important for us to bring these issues to the table and have discussions about it, not only within our own institutional community, but these conversations reach out to the community. And so that's one part of the speaker series, this particular one we just had. And now it's not only that to raise awareness, but we want students to take part in it and voice their concerns. This is for them, so they have a voice, a place to outreach and get the word out and voice their concerns and also learn something.
And where can they also find more information on that? Do you have a website about it?
On our DACC website, up at the top and the bottom of the dashboard, we have a little thing. It says DACA students. And you hit that, and there's a number of resources that pop up on the menu. Things like a connection to the ACLU, Know Your Rights, these kinds of things like that. So there are resources there for them, and it's right up there on our dashboard.
And I just want to make a point here also with Frederick here, that this process is extremely important for us to continue with, because often we see the world from our very own perspectives. And it is important to see the world through others' perspectives too, because that way we learn about others and their worldviews, and it makes us stronger as a community.
Well, just like you talked about having the world event, which you're no longer having, but you are having other events coming up in April the 14th, is the a cultural experience, a trip around the world in 6 hours. Mm-hmm. How do you plan to do that?
It is usually a day-long event, and we do bring in many cultural icons from our community. For example, Karuna, the world drummers, they come and play for us, giving us those Latino rhythms and African Caribbean rhythms, teach us about those. And then we have Confucius Institute come and teach us Tai Chi. And then their spectacular writing, cursive writings. And then we have face painting that is a big part of Mexican cultural heritage. And what else we have? We have jazz bands. We had jazz bands come in and talk to us about European music, tradition of European and American music. So we have a plethora of different cultural traditions, performing traditions coming to us and perform for us.
And how many times have you had this event?
This is our third one. It's really interesting because you talk about culturally events and different aspects of the local culture and the institutional community, the community of Doña Community College. We also had Las Cruces Ukes out there, the ukulele group, and it was really interesting. And we had, like I said, we have a number of different kinds of voices in terms of expressed through the arts and the music. And the thing about it is what they will do is before they play a song or even recite something, they will give the background, the culture of what this particular dance or what this particular music means and what it expresses about that culture. So not only is it entertaining, but it's educational at the same time. And so people come away with a different experience, both in terms of what it means, how that culture is using that particular art form to express themselves. But they also get to experience that they're right there in front of them in real time.
Is there a fee or is this free to the public?
It's free. Absolutely free. And like I said, we definitely, it's something we definitely promote to the students. We get the word out all over the campus because we want the students to participate, but students bring their families there too. And so it's this big family event. It's just wonderful. And we have food and there's things, there are games they could play. They make like little hats from different countries. And like Deva Shmita said, the face painting, and there's little games they can play. And it's just a big, big, wonderful event.
Then in October, Día de los Muertos, when you call it Day of Remembrance, it's a celebration honoring our ancestors.
Absolutely. And what we do is it has become a beautiful, spectacular event for us. We have colorful ribbons, and we invite the students and faculty and staff, everybody who is passing through our campus, write their beloved ones' names on the ribbons, and then they tie those ribbons to the trees, to the fences, and they are beautiful. They look beautiful. So it's a spectacular event where we also celebrate the Dia de los Muertos. So it's a beautiful event.
Yeah, it kind of coincides with like All Saints Day and Day of Remembrance and stuff like that. So it's even kind of cross-sectional in terms of cultures and where the cultures intersect. And especially you go to the Espina campus and there are ribbons hanging off the trees. And it's just absolutely wonderful to see. You kind of hear the East Mesa campus and they're hanging off the guardrails and the wind blows them because that time of the year, especially in the early morning, and from the day before. Okay, it's a 2-3 day event. And we last year we had Pan Dulce, which is really, really great. We had Pan Dulce and it was a wonderful activity, free Pan Dulce for the students.
So to find out more about the Cultural Diversity Committee, and can anybody attend your meetings?
Absolutely. We invite them.
When are they held?
That depends on availability of our committee members. So we set up meeting dates periodically, but we definitely, the public is definitely invited to join us.
Is there a website or is there an email that they can find out information?
They could email me if they're curious. I'm at falmares@nmsu.edu.
And drocho@nmsu.edu.
Okay, well, I really appreciate you both coming out, talking to us, giving us a little bit of an experience about cultural diversity in our community. There is quite a lot.
There is. It's like, it's an incredible rainbow. I hate to use that. It seems like it's a trite cliche, but at our college, it is quite a rainbow. It's a wonderful place to experience. It's a great place to teach. It's wonderful to interact with the students and the staff and the faculty.
I agree.
Thank you again, Deva Shmita Roy Chaudhry and Federico Almares from Doña Ana Community College.
Thank you
for having us.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.